My name is Pranav Ashkare and I am a software engineer at Collabora. Today I'm going to demonstrate how to set up Collabora online on Kubernetes, talk about some of the things we need to care about while deploying it and some of the challenges I faced while configuring this. So let's get started. First thing, how it works. So if we try to deploy Collabora as any other normal services without using Ingress or any such complicated things, the entire cluster system would look something like this. This would work completely fine in normal scenarios if there is just one user using it. But when we try to use collaborative editing feature, this setup would fail. Why it would fail? So there are chances that there are two users trying to access same document, and request for those document, there are chances that first user would send the request to this first pod and the second user will send request to the second pod. And as you can see, there are no communication between these pods. So both of those users will be completely unaware if there is another user trying to edit the same document, and the entire collaborative feature will fail. Though both the user will be able to edit the document, but the changes the other user have made to the same document will not be reflected. They will have to close and reopen the document, which is very, very inconvenient and kills the purpose of collaborative editing feature which Collabora has. As I said, that system will fail. So how to configure it so it works? So while using Collabora online on Kubernetes, Ingress becomes compulsory. Though in the production everyone uses Ingress, but Collabora online mandates it, and there is no way this is going to work without load balancing. So how do we load balance? We use OPSRC parameter, URL, that is a URL parameter, and if the request has same OPSRC parameter, those requests will end up in the same pod. The same document will always have same OPSRC parameter, so it doesn't matter how many users are trying to access the same document, the request will always end up getting in the same pod. We have provided configuration for HAProxy and Nginx Ingress controller, so you can directly use this Ingress controller without any hassle, but you can use any Ingress controller of your choice, but you will have to configure it. So after using Ingress controller, the system would look something like this. Ingress controller decides where each request goes. So it doesn't matter how many users are trying to access, if it has same OPSRC parameter, it is always going to end up in the same document. But when we are load balancing in this way, there is a slight problem. There are chances that a document has so many users, it may cause more load on one pod while other pods are sitting ideal. But there is no solution for that at the point, so we have to deal with that the way it is. As I said, I have provided configuration for that, and that configuration can be found at this link. Today's demo, I'm going to follow the same steps provided on this link in today's demonstration. So let's get started. So I'm going to use Minikube for today's demonstration. So first thing I have to do is start Minikube. First thing, once this Minikube is started, or any cluster of your choice, we have to do is install the Ingress controller. Minikube by default uses Nginx, so this command will enable the Nginx controller. Once it is done, the configuration I have provided uses the namespace Collabora and puts all its component into the Collabora namespace, but it is an optional step. You can choose not to use the Collabora namespace and choose any namespace you want, and you will have to configure it accordingly. So configuration which I have provided uses Helm. I have already installed Helm on my system, so I am not going to use it, but install Helm charts directly on the Kubernetes, and this command will assist us in that. So basically we are done configuring Collabora online on the Kubernetes. That's it. That this was as simple as it could get. Let's check how it is going. So as we can see, we got all the pods up and running. Let me just quickly close it. So next thing is we have to set up the host and IP for our Minikube. We can check it with Minikube IP. I think I have already configured it, but let's again check it. Yes, as we can see, I have already set up host and IP. You can check your IP with Minikube IP. And this is the host we have provided in the configuration. You have to change it according to your choices. So let's check if this link is working. As we can see, it returns okay. So it is working. Now let's check it in the next cloud if we can actually edit any documents or not. My next cloud is working on this IP address. Yes, as we can see, I can edit document. Let's try to add another user here. I have already created one demo user and share the same file with him, so we can check if the collaborative editing feature is working correctly or not. As we can see, we can see both the users editing the same document. If I try something, it is also edited there, and if I try to edit something here, it is added here. So even the collaborative editing feature is working correctly as we would expect. And that's it. This was how we would install Collabora online on the Kubernetes. Thank you.